Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
You're listening to The Strata, a Beyond the Dark production. Season 10, The Ascent, Part 4.
Well, well, well. Look at what the ocean breeze just blew through my doorway. If it isn't my old friend, Rust.
Hey, Davina. How's it going?
What's it been? 5 years? I figured you'd be dead by now, old man.
Yeah, so did most people, including me. But, here I am.
Yeah. There you are.
You look great.
Don't give me that shit.
Is there a problem?
You think you can just come in here after all this time and sweet talk me?
I wouldn't know how to sweet talk someone if I tried.
No shit. I've sailed through hurricanes that are more subtle than you, Rust. So don't stand there tossing pointless compliments at me. I can see right through it.
Shit. Davina, I'm just trying to make conversation.
Oh, is that where you think our relationship is at? You can just saunter in here and start a little chit-chat like nothing ever happened.
Okay, I can see you're upset.
Really? Can you? Your insight never fails to amaze me.
Why don't you just get it off your chest? Let me have it.
What's the point? Nothing I ever said got through that cast iron skull of yours in the old days, and I doubt anything has changed.
My skull isn't cast iron.
Who cares, Rust? You're an asshole. That's all that matters.
You're absolutely right.
What?
I'm an asshole. I walked over people and treated them like shit for years, but I'm trying to change that.
Well, first time I've heard you admit it.
It's the truth.
Okay, so what is this? Are you looking to apologize?
I'll be straight with you, Davina. I came here because I need your help.
There we go. It all makes sense now.
Hey, at least I admitted it.
Get out of my office, Rust.
Hang on a second. Hear me out.
I said go.
There's something big going down right under your nose, all right? That's why I'm here.
Something big? What does that mean?
This needs to be off the record, all right? If you've got any monitoring systems or voice recorders active, you need to shut them off.
It's just me in here. No one else is listening.
I trust you, but I don't want to say too much, just in case. Why don't we step outside for a minute?
Rust, I've got a lot on my plate right now.
Please. I promise I won't take up much of your time.
Yeah, okay, but you better make this fast.
Sorry for all the secrecy, but I don't want to take any chances.
If this is all part of some elaborate scheme to shake me down or squeeze some creds out of me, I'm not going to be happy.
This is all legit, 100%. Here, take a look at this footage.
Okay. Surveillance from the docks. So what?
See these guys here? They're wanted felons. Fortunatos. Something happened to them last night, right here at the docks. We think they might be hiding out in the warehouse owned by Strickland in the Northern Precinct.
Why are you bringing this to me? You know this isn't my thing.
Look, watch closely.
No, Rust, I don't care. And I don't know why in hell you think I'd be interested in this.
Okay, forget about the footage. All you need to know is that some bad hombres are on the loose, and they need to be caught.
I'm a freight auditor, Rust. If you think there's some kind of criminal misconduct going on, talk to the cops.
The cops were the ones who came to me.
What? Why would the cops come to you? You're a courier.
These cops are friends of mine who know I have contacts at the docks.
Yeah, so?
Apparently, it's going to take too long to do this by the book. They can't get a warrant just yet. You know what it's like with cops around here.
You know, auditors like me don't have the authority to go around arresting people, if that's what you want.
All you need to do is get me in the front door. I should be able to take care of the rest.
Get you through the front door? You expect me to drag you along too? How am I going to justify that?
You can just say I'm your assistant or something.
Strickland aren't even due for an inspection.
Come on, Davina. I know you're more creative than this. At least, that's how I remember it from the old days.
Why should I do anything for you? I don't owe you shit.
This isn't for me. The cops are worried about what's going down and they need some help. That's why I'm here.
Let me guess. There is a reward attached. You're in this for the creds.
I can forgive you for thinking that, considering how selfish I used to be. But this time, no. It's not for creds. I'm doing it for a friend. It's important to her.
Is that bullshit I can smell?
Davina, come on.
Do you remember the night you stood me up at Overton's bar?
Do we have to go over this now?
I waited for hours for you to show up. Sat there cradling my beer like some pathetic loser. I kept telling myself that there had to be a reason you weren't answering your phone. An emergency, or an accident, or...
Look, I...
You know, but that wasn't the worst part. You know what happened then? I got in an auto cab and drove around half the night, stopping by all of your regular haunts just to see if I could find you. How pathetic is that? At first, I was furious. But then, after hours and hours of going around in circles, I just felt empty. Discarded.
I was an asshole, Davina. There's no excuse for what I did.
And then you even cut contact with me during business hours, too. Don't think I didn't see you talking to Carmichael and those other auditors. I saw you around, but you never came to see me.
I burned a lot of bridges over the years. For a long time, that was the only thing I was good at. If there was a way to make it up to you...
Oh, no. We're way past that.
I know. And that's why I'm not asking you to do this for me. I'm asking you to do it for... The greater good, I guess. To take a couple of scumbags off the street. These bastards killed a family of three in an auto cab just a few days ago. And if they aren't caught, they'll do it again. We have a chance to stop them.
Is that for real? Or are you just making up shit to try to persuade me?
It's real. The two of us just have to play our part, and the cops will do the rest.
Oh, God damn it. It's too late tonight. I'll have to get some things organized. I'll do it tomorrow.
Thank you, Davina. This is...
Shut up. Just shut up, Rost.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you still have my number?
I do.
Good. Send me through your measurements so I can size up a uniform. I need you to meet me back here at the office first thing in the morning. At dawn.
Yeah, sure.
And Rust, don't be late.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Rust, stop fiddling with your uniform.
Yeah, I wouldn't be fiddling if you hadn't given me a shirt that was tailored for a midget.
That was the biggest one I had. It's not my fault your neck is bigger than a dock loader's ass.
If I can just loosen this up a little.
Rust, put your hands down right now. If those guards see you acting strange, this gig is going to be over before it even starts.
Yeah, all right.
And pick up the pace. Our window is closing.
What window is that exactly?
In just a few minutes, there is going to be a shift change. Overseer Capper will finish duty at the Strickland warehouse, and he'll be replaced by Overseer Argento. We don't want to be around when that happens.
Why not?
Maria Argento is a hard ass. Doesn't take any shit. Runs things right down the line. There's no way we'll be able to get this job done if she's in charge. Overseer Capper, on the other hand, well, with him, we've got a fighting chance.
Why are we cutting this so fine? We should have come an hour ago.
Mm-mm. No, that would have put us outside routine inspection hours. And that means the incident gets flagged with the administrators. I get hauled in front of the committee to explain the whole thing, and we end up with a mess.
Yeah, all right. We don't want that.
Trust me, I know what I'm doing.
Sure.
But just remember, time is of the essence. We want to be in and out in 5 minutes tops.
You can get me to the terminal, right? The whole point of going in there is so I can plant this transmitter and steal the surveillance footage.
There are terminals located in a restricted area on level 2. I should be able to get us up there, no problem. This procedure of yours is quick, right?
I was told only a few seconds. There's a light on the data shard that'll flick on when it's done.
A light flicking on? That doesn't sound very technical.
I'm not an expert in this shit.
Clearly.
Don't worry, the process is automated. You just have to get me to a terminal and I'll handle the rest.
I can get you there.
Good, because we probably only get one shot at this.
Mm-hmm, I know that.
And if there's any sort of trouble, just fall in behind me. I'll get us out of there somehow.
Are you expecting things to get violent?
From what I've learned about Strickland lately, yeah, it's a possibility.
Well, if those bastards so much as lay a finger on me, they'll regret it.
What is that? A zapstick?
Oh, not exactly. Same kind of idea, just a little more compact. Easier to conceal. Good for surprising attackers.
I'm not exactly a fan of zapsticks. Had some bad experiences in the past.
I'm not intending to use it on you.
Well, anyway, don't get complacent. If those guys pull guns on us, you won't get close enough to use it.
I doubt they'll pull weapons on me. I run inspections here on a regular basis.
We're about to steal surveillance footage from a secure data store. They're not going to take kindly to that if they catch us.
Then you better not get caught.
I'll do my best.
Okay, so the entrance is just up ahead. Leave it to me from here.
Sure thing. Over to you.
State your business, please.
Auditor Davina Kemp, I'm here as a representative of the Dock Authority. I need access to this facility immediately.
I don't see any inspection scheduled on our system.
Look, I don't have time to argue about this. Get me Overseer Capper, right now.
Overseer Capper is...
I said, right now.
1 second.
What's going on here? What's this all about?
Good morning, Overseer Capper. I need you to open up for me, please.
What's the problem, Auditor Kemp? Why are you here?
Routine inspection.
We're not due until the 23rd, later this month.
Yeah, I know, it's a total pain in the ass. The administrators went and moved things around on us.
Why would they do that?
There's a new head of department who thinks he's a real hotshot. Wants to change up the routines and promote efficiency or some shit. Who knows with these guys, right? Anyway, this will only take 5 minutes tops. Then I'll be out of your hair.
I really should check with...
Okay, open up, people. Let's get this show on the road.
Do a standard DNA check on both of them for the records. Then, let them through.
Rust, stay close to me.
Excuse me, where do you think you're going?
Up to level 2. The area is overdue for inspection.
That won't be possible, not on such short notice.
Hey, Capper, this isn't a holiday camp. It's my job to make sure you're compliant with all facets of Dock Authority regulations, from top to bottom, so get that door open.
Who's this guy with you? Where's his clearance?
He's my tech specialist, and unless you want me to start handing out compliance failures, I'd quit stalling. Go on, get that door open.
I'm gonna have to accompany you.
Good. I want you here so I can haul your ass over the coals. Look at this.
Look at what?
These crates right here. They're not labeled correctly. Section 2 of the code states that all hazardous materials must be designated appropriately both here and here.
There's nothing hazardous inside these crates.
Get this one open. I want to see what's inside. Hey, Rust, check that terminal over there. Make it quick.
Yeah, sure thing.
What's he doing?
My tech specialist is checking your code compliance.
We passed our annual system scan barely 6 weeks ago.
Then you'll have nothing to worry about, will you? Come on, get this thing open.
You two, come on, get the tool.
Stand back.
You see, this is all compliant, just like I said.
Well, what about the next one?
Go on, open it.
Let me see.
There. Satisfied?
Maybe. How about we take a look over here?
Auditor Kemp, I'm done here.
And?
It's, all compliant. No problem.
Are you sure you got everything?
Yeah, green light.
All right, well, no point in dragging this out. Thank you for your time, Overseer Capper. That's all we need.
What the hell is going on here?
Overseer Argento, I was just taking care of Auditor Kemp.
Shut the hell up, Capper. I wasn't talking to you. You talk.
Just a routine inspection, Overseer Argento. That's all.
Routine? This little show of yours is anything but routine. How about you try again?
Auditor Kemp and her tech specialist were just...
Tech specialist? This guy? Oh, Capper, you really do walk around with your head up your ass, don't you? This guy's a courier. I've seen him coming and going around the docks for years.
A guy's allowed to make a career change, isn't he?
A career change? Sure. Right. Okay then, tech specialist. Why don't you tell me how you'd write a simple return procedure inside a block of Symbiote code with a two-layer grid cache? Go on. I'll wait.
Actually, we were just leaving.
You're not going anywhere. Security!
What do you think you're doing?
Security, you're not paid to stand around gawking. Take your guns out now.
You're not going to draw down on an official from the dock authority.
I'm gonna do a lot more than that unless you stop lying to me.
Not if I rip your face off first.
Oh, this is gonna be good.
Stand down, all of you. Rust, we're leaving. If anyone tries to stop us, I'll make sure a report goes through to the administrators the second I'm out of here. You'll be lucky if you're not sleeping in Black Hall lockup tonight. You got that?
It's all right, boys. Let him go. I think we've made our point.
Come on, Rust.
Don't think I'm going to forget about this, Auditor Kemp. I'm going to find out what you're up to. Count on it.
Holy shit. Can you believe that?
You weren't kidding about Argento. She's a piece of work. Hey, you okay?
Of course I'm not okay, Rust. God damn it! I almost got my head blown off in there.
They were bluffing.
What have you got me into, huh? What the hell is this?
Davina, take it easy. I've been straight with you about things from the start. I didn't think...
No! Of course you didn't think. Not about me, right? You never once gave a damn about Davina Kemp. Everything was always about you. And it still is.
Hey, come on. It's not fair.
You haven't changed, Rust. Not one bit. You'd sell me out and throw me under a transport in a heartbeat if you got what you wanted.
This whole thing was a favor to a friend. There's nothing in it for me whatsoever.
You know what? Yeah, fine. Whatever.
Listen, I'm sorry about what happened.
Just go, Rust. Leave me alone.
Are you sure?
Can you do that? It's just that one thing is all I ask. Please.
Yeah, I can do that.
Good. And for what it's worth, I hope your friend got what she wanted.
You did it, big guy. Nice work. I'm just going through the index now. We should have usable data any minute.
Yeah, that's great. Terrific.
What's got you in such a delightful mood? Did something go wrong in there?
Everything's fine. Just peachy.
Did you get compromised?
I said everything's good. It's all done, just like you asked.
Okay, whatever you say, Here we go. We're getting video. Full access to the security feed. Let me just dial it back to the time frame we need, and... Yeah, I think this is it.
If you've got what you need, I should keep going.
Hang on a second, Rust. You've been inside and seen the layout. Help me get my bearings here.
Yeah, all right.
This is the feed from the entrance. If I move the time forward a little... Look, there he is. It's Halford. And DeLeo, too.
This is right after the confrontation with the Lobos, right? They still look spooked.
Yeah, they're rattled, no doubt.
Okay, freeze it there.
Is this the same entrance you came through?
No. Looks like they came in from the side. This is where I came in, over here. There's a security gate right this way. That's where I was able to access the terminal.
Let me roll the footage again. Okay, so... Hey, look at that!
Four guys look like they just appeared out of nowhere.
They must have disengaged their scramble tech.
Yeah, as soon as they were safe and sound inside the warehouse again. Away from prying eyes.
This is proof that our suspicions were correct. First, that Strickland are in possession of some crazy camouflage tech. And second, they're also mixed up in an arrangement with the Fortunatos.
Seems like an odd match.
Yeah. Something tells me this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Keep it rolling. What happens next?
Hang on. Let me see if I can zoom in on these guys. Maybe we can pull up some ID on them.
I didn't see anything much except for dark blobs.
I can adjust a couple of the sliders, but... damn it. There's not going to be enough detail here to get any kind of facial recognition.
Maybe we'll get a better shot from another camera.
I think these guys are still partially cloaked. Look, in this frame, Halford's face is clear as day, but the others are still covered in shadow.
Where are they going?
Let me roll it forward again. Ugh, they're moving out of frame.
Switch to the next camera.
Nothing on this one, or this one. Wait, here we go.
They're heading away from the security gate. I thought for sure that would be the most likely destination.
What is this area?
Some kind of transfer station by the looks of it. Nothing out of the ordinary. There are tons just like it in every other warehouse along the docks.
So what the hell are they doing here?
You're losing them again.
Here's the feed for the next room. There they are. Is that another doorway?
No, it's an elevator.
They're going inside. Looks like it's heading down.
An underground level?
Looks like it.
So what's down there?
Shit. I don't think there are any security feeds down there.
You serious? There's got to be.
Well, I don't see any.
Oh, come on. Are you telling me I went through all this shit for nothing?
It wasn't for nothing.
This footage hasn't told us shit. We already suspected Halford went inside the warehouse.
And now we know about the elevator. We know there's something below that warehouse.
I don't see how that helps us.
I'll keep looking through the footage. Maybe we can get some clues when we figure out what else they're putting in that elevator. Or taking out.
Sure hope so.
What's going on with you, Rust? Why are you getting so worked up about this?
I'm sorry, this job has opened up some old wounds, and it's not your fault, Summers. As per usual, I'm just lashing out at the nearest target, which happens to be you.
Did something happen with your contact at the docks?
Yeah. Let's just say she wasn't thrilled to see me again. And I guess it didn't end well.
Is there anything I can do?
Just make sure you put that footage to good use. I'd hate to think I went through all this shit for nothing.
Oh, don't worry, Rust. It won't be for nothing. One way or another, I'm gonna find out what's at the bottom of that elevator. That much, I can guarantee.
This podcast is made possible by my supporters on Patreon. If you'd like to hear ad-free, early release episodes, as well as my exclusive series, The Strata, Luna, head over to patreon.com/beyondthedark. Your support means I can keep bringing you more seasons of The Strata. Season 10, The Ascent. Starring Rhiannon Marshall, Jason Churai, Michelle Mosley, Eliza Marteja, Trent Trachtenberg, Nate Barham, Brian Jeffords, Chloe Elmore, Rebecca Tanman, Brandon Hunt, Jarrett Griffiths, Vivian Reed, and Ramsey Zurob. Created by Mark R. Healy. A Beyond the Dark production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is Yanni, and welcome to Season 2 of Harlem Queen. Thank you for listening. The season picks up with the search for Michelle.
You are listening to the Floyd J. Calvin program. And now, straight to the headlines. Manhattan debutante and socialite Michelle Mondesir has been kidnapped from her Connecticut boarding school. There is a tri-state search for Mademoiselle Mondesir, who is 15 years of age, Caucasian, and was last seen yesterday evening going to her dormitory.
Stephanie is frantic, and she risks all in order to find her missing daughter.
We will find Michelle. There are troopers all along the New Jersey and Pennsylvania highways.
That's not enough.
Madame Stephanie St. Clair posted a $10,000 reward for information that leads to the safe return of Ms. Mondesir.
You need to take down your reward, Stephanie.
I will not. Those no good couples are already saying she's dead.
The connection between the debutante and the numbers queen is unclear.
And Stephanie still has to contend with Luciano and Schultz plotting to push her out of her own turf.
Word on the street is that it's Schultz.
Who cares about a lost colored girl?
This one is white. Fifth Avenue debutante, lot of money, well connected. And I want to find out why Stephanie is so fixated on the girl. Stephanie is highly invested in her safe return.
What do you need me to do?
I need you to cheese it.
What about St. Clair?
You tried to clip her twice. Is she pushing up daisies? No. We're going to get her another way.
Even Halstein is suspicious. Is he truly a friend or a foe?
She's putting herself behind the eight ball. There's something more there, and I need to find out. In the meantime, someone has to earn the money she's deciding not to earn.
You have no power in this case, Stephanie. In fact, you're a liability.
I will do everything in my power to get her home safe and sound.
Listen up for season two. Harlem Queen is a recipient of the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council's Creative Engagement Grant. And once we all get through this safe and sound, we will have a live radio show of Harlem Queen this fall. More episodes to come. Take good care and stay well.